This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 30, 2008. In the flesh. The scripture is 1 John 4, verse 2. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. This month, we've been observing how God uses all kinds of people in the project of salvation. Zechariah and Elizabeth, Caesar Augustus, the shepherds, the wise men, Joseph and Mary. Their presence tells us that God loves to partner with His human creations. God loves to accomplish His will through them, even if they assume they are acting on their own. This is one of the wonderful mysteries of Christ's incarnation. The God who created us with minds and wills, who did not make us like robots, somehow makes wise and perfect use of us in bringing His Son to earth as a human being. In our text, John encourages believers to stand firm for the truth that Jesus Christ became human. As we obey His teaching today, we not only acknowledge that Jesus became a man, but we also recognize other players who are part of the story, people who verify that Jesus came in the flesh. We hear them proclaim that Jesus did not merely appear to be human. He came in the flesh as the son of Mary, who was married to Joseph. Jesus was, therefore, one of the many affected by Caesar's decree, the fellow citizen of shepherds and villagers, a cousin of John the Baptist, and a descendant of David. This Jesus is our Savior. Joseph and Mary, as well as all the others whom God used in the amazing events of Christmas, they show us clearly that Jesus became one of us. Would you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to become one of us and to do what we never could, give up His perfect life as an atoning sacrifice for sin. Thank you. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.